Greetings in the name of our wonderful Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. This is Pastor Dwight Oswald, and today our devotional is titled, Don't Be Stupid, Do Be Christ-like. In Matthew 5:42, Jesus says, Give to him who asks you, and from him who wants to borrow from you, do not turn away. Well, how should we understand this? Should we be just a soft touch that indiscriminately gives to everyone who wants something? I don't think so. Paul said, if anyone will not work, neither should he eat. 2 Thessalonians 3:10. He didn't say feed him anyway because of what Jesus taught. Most commentators agree that this presumes the person asking for money or wanting to borrow has a legitimate need. You know that fact are in a position to help. We must also take into account the many proverbs in the Book of Wisdom that counsel against indiscriminate lending or being surety for someone. Jesus was not contradicting these wisdom principles. We are not called to be naive or undiscerning. I often say that in Bible times they had the advantage in that they didn't have phones. You see, anyone could get on the phone and just call claiming anything, and how am I ever going to know what is true and what is not true? I could spend all my time going down all kinds of rabbit trails. I think the above situation assumes that you have some real knowledge about this situation. It is genuine, and you are in a position to help. John MacArthur says, quote, The implication is that the person who asks has a genuine need. We are not required to respond to every foolish, selfish request made of us. Sometimes to give a person what he wants and does not need is a disservice, doing him more harm than good. End of quote. But there is also another contextual consideration. The Holman Christian Standard Bible says, quote, Since this entire paragraph is devoted to Jesus' teaching against retaliation, this verse probably prohibits disciples from seeking vengeance against opponents by refusing to help them in time of need. I like that explanation because it fits the flow of the context. And I think that rightly dividing the word thinks in context consistently. It considers the entire counsel of God and it considers the immediate context and the flow of thought. In Exodus 23:4-5, it says, If you meet your enemy's ox or his donkey going astray, you shall surely bring it back to him again. If you see the donkey of one who hates you lying under its burden, and you would refrain from helping it, you shall surely help him with it. The sense that is instead of retaliation, we should respond with a helping hand. And the overall context here in Matthew 5 suggests this is in response to someone you might feel like saying, okay, you can just suffer because of what you've done to me. Again, our attitude should be gracious in spite of what they may have done to us in the past. The whole surrounding context is emphasizing that we as kingdom citizens are not to be a vindictive people. Instead of retaliating, we should just take it. Instead of retaliating, we go the extra mile. Instead of retaliating, we seek to be helpful. That is a powerful testimony. A dear saint died. And it was remembered that she would often set her own wishes aside, saying, it didn't really matter, to allow others to have their way. And it was remembered that she was not one to hold a grudge, being very forgiving and willing to help no matter what. This is the type of attitude and lifestyle Christ is calling for his people. It is so human to want to lash out, to be vindictive, to want to retaliate, to seek some form of vengeance, but to just take it and go on wishing for and seeking the best for those who mistreat you is the stuff of kingdom living. Really, this is supernatural living made possible only by the power of the Holy Spirit. But this is our calling as kingdom people. I read about a man from Nigeria named Abiram. Radical Muslims attacked his village and in the process they injured him, causing him to lose his eyesight. He says, quote, I was not born again before the attack came, and I lost my sight. I gave my life to Christ after the attack happened. Since then, I have not looked back. After a month in the hospital, he went to a church and heard a sermon on forgiveness. He had felt vengeful after the attack, but upon hearing the sermon, he had a change of heart. He said, quote, "The message really gave me insight. I saw that the best thing for me was to forgive, so I forgave." As those who have been forgiven, we are to be a forgiving people. We are not to let an attitude of vengeance control us. Our entire outlook is now to be different. We are kingdom people, and God controls our destiny. We are to let God take care of things related to vengeance. Now, admittedly, it's relatively easy to preach this and not so easy to live it out. People have a knack for doing really hurtful and hateful things that can easily get to us. We need God's help to be what we ought to be. When slapped, sued, abused, or used, we should not retaliate, but rather seek to be gracious. Instead of retaliating, we are to respond with grace. And to respond in grace thinks of the other person's highest good, which is what God's love is all about. This is Pastor Dwight Oswald, signing off for now.